He carried a basket of logs into the kitchen and with the help of some old newspaper lit the stove. The night would be cold and he would welcome a hot meal from the tins he had brought. The well handle needed oiling, but the mechanism still worked, and Pavlo poured several pails of water into a large plastic drum for the pony to drink, before filling plastic bottles for use in the house. Then he lay down in the long grass and watched the stalks wave around him like seaweed tresses. His film was to be urban and supernatural, with a female lead whose qualities he had yet to decide upon. She must be somehow other, yet utterly believable, the weirdness growing out of herself and her situation. It was to be set in Kiev, where it would be relatively cheap to make. Her name, he had already decided, was Lilia. He had no funding for a shoot, but a film producer had been interested enough to commission him to write the treatment and screenplay. Later, he lit the oil lamp and heated up a tin of stew on the stove. Lilia was alive in his head, the look and feel of her, the quiet build-up of tension. He had a pen and some paper to write down his ideas, as there was no electricity for his laptop. He wrote long into the night, only remembering in the early hours that he had...